Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third day of the blessed month of Aviv. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 444, the great father, the pillar of faith, and the lamb of the Orthodox Church, Saint Cyrillus, or Saint Cyril the First, the Alexandrian Pope, and the 24th Patriarch of the See of Saint Mark departed. This saint was the son of the sister of Pope Theophilus, who was the 23rd Patriarch. He was raised by his uncle at the school of Alexandria, where he was educated in its theological and philosophical subjects needed to defend Christianity and the Orthodox faith. After learning a great deal of these subjects, his uncle sent him to the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness. There he became a disciple to the righteous old monk called Sarabamon. He taught him the church books. He taught him the church books and the sayings of the pure fathers. He trained his mind and body by practicing the works of righteousness and virtues for a period of time. After he spent in the wilderness 5 years, Pope Theophilus sent him to Ava Serapion, the honorable bishop, so he increased in wisdom and knowledge. Shortly after, the bishop returned him to Alexandria. His uncle was rejoiced, ordained him a deacon, appointed him a preacher in the cathedral, and made him his scribe. Whenever Cyrillus gave a sermon, he captured the hearts of his listeners with his eloquence. What is the name? Fluency, and his strong influence. Since that time, he became well known for his vast knowledge, his great righteousness, and his deep influence in his teaching. When his uncle Pope Theophilus departed in the 18th day of Baba, it was 128 a.m. and 412 a.m. AD. They enthroned this father in his place on the 20th day of Baba, 128 a.m., October 17th, 412 A.D. The church was illumined with his knowledge, and he gave special attention resisting paganism and defending the Christian faith. He started to refute the falsity of Emperor Julian the Infidel in his 10 essays that had been written after his apostasy. These were the favorite readings of the pagan young people of Alexandria and their pride, for they believed that it destroyed the principles of the Christian faith. Pope Cyrillus refuted them in terms that were clear, strong, and convincing. He sent out to rebuke the heretics until he was able to close their churches and seized their contents. He ordered the expulsion of the Jews from Alexandria, which led to a disturbance and confrontation between the Jews and the Christians. This led to the widening of the contention between the governor of this great saint, between the governor and with this great saint. Because of his strong devotion to the Christian ethics and teachings, he found himself compelled to ask for reconciliation with the governor. However, the governor refused to accept this reconciliation, and the conflict between them continued for a period of time. When the heresy of Nestorius, Patriarch of Constantinople, emerged, a universal council convened for him. He denied that the Virgin was the Mother of God, يعني معناها Theotokos. Then 200 bishops assembled at the city of Ephesus during the reign of Emperor Theodosius II, known by Theodosius the Less. Saint Cyril, or Saint Cyrillus, Pope of Alexandria, presided over this council. He debated Nestorius, explained to him his heretic opinion, and threatened him with excommunication and exile from his church if he did not change his erroneous opinion. Saint Cyrillus composed 12 discourses, wherein he explained the true faith, refuting the error of Nestorius, Ambajon, Patriarch of Antioch, and some of the bishops of the East disagreed with him, taking Nestorius' side. Nevertheless, shortly after, they came back and agreed with Cyrillus, who was victorious over the enemies of the church. He wrote many discourses and valuable epistles, confirming in them that God, the Word, is one nature, one will, and one person incarnate. He anathematized anyone who separated Christ or differed from this true faith. The emperor exiled Nestorius in the year 435 AD to the land of Egypt and remained in the city of Achmim until his death in the year 440 AD. From the monumental works of Pope Cyrillus was the commentary of the Holy Book. When he finished his strife, he fell sick for a short time and departed in peace. He remained on the Alexandria chair for 31 years, 8 months, and 10 days. May his prayer be with us. Amen. Yeah.
Yusafam, Toso Ekbar Feno Gemneti Sili, Mesag Yusuf, Osag Yusishir, Osag Yusafam, Toso Stavros Izi Mesili, Son Mesag Yusuf, Osag Yusishir, Osag Yusafam, Tos o Anastas ekton ekon ke anilson Yestos uranus ini Suni mezlok sebetri ke iho ke age iho Neumati ke ninke a iinke Stose onastone